You ready to answer some questions about the album and the band itself?
Yeah, man, if you're up,
that's good. Okay, so the new album has the Yggdrasil Trembles pretty much post-release on the 19th in Europe, and it's coming up on April 6th in the US. Can you tell us more about the concept and ideas behind it?
Yeah, it's actually kind of, first of all, it actually has a bit of a concept, which is kind of new. it's kind of a half concept. The first three songs, for instance, are pretty much linked together, so that kind of makes it, like, the beginning of the album is kind of a concept that's going to be continued on the next album, which kind of makes it a bit confusing, but it's kind of a beginning of a story, but the ending of that story won't be shown until the next album.
Oh, okay.
So the first two songs, and then like the rest of the album is a bit, kind of like the traditional that we usually have, about different topics and subjects and whatnot,
Yeah.
But it's kind of so there's like a mini concept within the album, which is kind of a new thing, I guess, for us at least. I don't think we've done that before.
Can you tell us a little bit more about what this mini story is about?
It's kind of hard to, because Yggdrasil is actually the world tree in Nordic mythology.
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically the world, the way they saw the world, with the gods and the people, and they had giants and all these things, but of course they didn't know, the world was round or flat or nothing like that. They figured the whole world was like a tree. So it's basically, just another way of saying, it's the world, basically, the world is, kind of trembling, and which is, it's multi-layered, the fact that it's actually kind of, true for the times, basically.
Yeah.
As well as, on different levels, as well as the mythological level as well. So these first three songs are, it's kind of the beginning of the story, what's going to happen afterwards, when the world is trembling and whatnot,
Mm-hmm.
And the answers to that may be on, may come on the next album, but this is just kind of a prologue or a prelude to the next album, basically,
Oh, okay. And, you guys have been, extremely consistent with your music since the 90s when you guys started. Can you tell us about why you think you guys didn't evolve too much or decided to try a lot of different things and, maybe change the sound completely like other bands did?
Yeah, it's kind of simple. We don't want to play anything else, basically. we never felt the need to. We try to, especially maybe nowadays, in the past, three or four albums, we try to at least evolve a lot within, what we do.
Yeah.
So it's basically, the whole, evolution for us doesn't mean you have to change your style, we don't really have an interest in doing that, and we never did. We pretty much said basically the day we started the band, in 89, we're playing death metal. Obviously, we kind of merged into our own style. We didn't really know at the time what it was going to be, but once we kind of found it, we're like, this is what we want to do, and this is what we're doing.
Yeah.
So we did say from the start that if we change the style, then, we might as well change the name, because this is what this band is, And a lot of people maybe, through the years, they felt like they wanted to, evolve into something else and try different styles or whatever, which is fine, but for us, it wouldn't feel right to do it, under the same name or whatever,
Yeah.
Because, it's kind of founded like a, we founded kind of like a, it's like a unit, This is what we do, and this is what we're going to be doing. Otherwise, it's not going to do something else. So in that way, it's kind of, it was kind of set from the start. And it's not like, that's not really holding us back. It's not like, we said this, now we have to do it. That's just not the way it is, but this is just what we do, But at the same time, of course, it's kind of a challenge in itself to actually just maybe try to play the same style of music and kind of, because obviously we feel it's important that if you put on an Unleashed album, any one of them, you're going to hear it's us, it's going to be Unleashed, but then at the same time, trying to keep it interesting and trying to keep it, evolving within that is kind of, that's the challenge we have instead of, trying to play other music,
Yeah. So, what do you guys, I'm pretty sure you're asked this a million times, what do you guys decided to sing about Viking and Scandinavian history when at the beginning instead of the traditional blood and guts like other bands were doing those days.
Yeah, I can't, you know, it's a long time. I'm not really sure how we decided, but yeah, it was just one of these things. I mean, it was basically Johnny is the one who comes up with most of the lyrics and stuff, but I mean, it was, you know, it was something that we were interested in, you know, and then at the same time, it was, I guess, you know, yeah, at that time, kind of looking for maybe different things to, you know, we were, I guess, you know, maybe, I don't know how conscious he was to try to be, you know, be a bit different, try to vary something, but at the same time, it was just like, you know, we wanted to try it out, basically. We thought it was like, you know, not many bands had done it within this kind of music or whatever, so we figured we'd give it a shot, because it's a subject that we thought was fitting for the kind of music we play, you know, it's a fitting subject for death metal, we thought. It's like, you know, so it's mainly that. It was just kind of like, you know, let's do this, because it's something that's, it's a big subject too. You can take a lot from it. You know, you could write 1,000 songs. I think it's pretty, you know, a lot of variation and differences in it, you know.
Yeah.
So it's you know, it's a powerful subject basically.
And what do you think about all the bands that actually got influenced inside you guys as saying, oh, this guy's actually made us want to write stuff about that? What's your opinion on all the influence you guys had just because of that little fact?
We don't really think about it too much. I mean, it's kind of, you know, I mean, it's honoring, I guess, if people are inspired in any way with, you know, what you do or, you know, stuff. And, you know, people be saying, oh, you founded this whole thing and whatever. It's like, oh, well, oh, okay, you know. It's not really, yeah, I mean, it's something we were thinking at the time, and we're not really, I mean, like I said, basically, you just kind of, you know, if you're in, it's weird to think of yourself as an inspiration as well, really, but if that's what it is, if people got inspired by it or influenced by it, it's just, you know, it's a cool thing, you know, it's kind of an honor, you know, but it's weird. I mean, if you're in the middle of you just doing it, it's like, you don't really think about it, really, but it's cool, you know. People come up and like, hey, yeah, like, you know, so I mean, it's good, you know, it's just cool, basically.
And I mean, talking about labels, you guys been in Century Media, SPB, and now a Nuclear Blast. Why? How do you think the labels has helped the band during their process?
Come again with the last part. I didn't hear you.
Oh, then how do you think that each label has done their own different part in helping the band reach the place they're at now?
I mean, you know, it's kind of, you know, different cycles, I guess. Kind of, I mean, we did the Century Media thing for a long time. We were with them from the start.
Yeah.
I mean, they were almost as new a label as we were a band when we first signed with them and stuff. So we kind of, you know, we both kind of basically, you know, they helped build us and we helped build them pretty much, you know. But but then, you know, we were with them for a real long time, and you know, there's, you know, ups and downs, of course, when you work with somebody for that long. And basically, so of course, I mean, they did a lot for us, you know. I mean, obviously, the first label and like all the, you know, the whole lot of albums and stuff put out, and it was, you know, which is good. But then at the end, it was kind of, you know, I mean, they basically just kind of lost interest in the whole death metal thing, you know, towards the end there, which was, you know, which we, you know, we weren't happy with that. I mean, we wanted to go further. We're like, you know, we're not happy just being like, you know, you put out an album and just don't give a shit about it no more. You know, it's like, we're like, hey, we're going for it, you know, we expect you to as well. And, you know, so we just kind of, you know, we figured it was just time to leave, basically. And so we did, and then we, you know, we hooked up with SPE, which was, at that time, it was like, oh, shit, you know, this is how it's supposed to be. Because it was, they, you know, they came in fresh, you know, they were really interested in doing something, which we thought was awesome. So that was, you know, the two albums on SPE was great. You know, we had, you know, it was good working with them, but of course then they had, you know, financial difficulties, I guess.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I imagine we'd still be on SPV if they hadn't, you know, gone bust, basically. But then, you know, it's interesting, though, because you go from one thing, and then you go to the next thing, and it's better, and we're like, fucking hey, you know, this is the way it's supposed to be. And now, you know, we hooked up a Nuclear Blast, and it's, I mean, you know, it's kind of new, it's fresh still, whatever, but it's still like, oh, shit, it's even better, because it's, you know, you see a lot of different details or whatever, so, you know, we're really happy with it, because, you know, all these things are, oh, shit, they're doing this and they're doing that, which is, you know, so it's kind of, it's kind of been escalating in that way, which is really cool, you know. So it's so we expect good things from this, because you know, and I think they do as well. So you know, I think both you know, it's we'll be scratching each other's backs and see. Hopefully, it's going to be a good, you know, collaboration for a long time.
And how do you guys got on Nuclear Blast? Was Nuclear Blast just waiting to see which bands fell off SBB, or how did it happen? Did you guys approach them?
I gotta tell you, I'm not exactly sure how that worked out in the end. It just kind of, you know, we were, you know, once we were without a label, I guess we were just kind of, for a little while there, we were just kind of figuring out what we were going to do. You know, we'd say, oh, you know, and look around. But it was basically, you know, you know, that was just kind of something that was kind of, you know, the management was doing this and that, and, you know, I guess, I mean, I'm not exactly sure who asked who, you know, first off, but I think, you know, I think, I think, as soon as, you know, we were, you know, when it was clear that we were without a label, I think, you know, either one, I think whoever asked first, I think the other one would have probably asked after, you know, somebody beat it too, but I think they were interested from the start, and you know, so regardless if, you know, our management maybe came approach them, or if, you know, I think whichever would have done it, I think they were interested either way, you know.
Yeah.
So, just one of these things, you know, somebody sends an email, hey, you know, we're off label, and somebody be like, cool, you know, where's, you know, that's kind of beyond me, man. I'm a drummer, dude, I don't give a shit. Nah, but it's, you know, obviously there was, they were talking stuff, but this is one of these things that just kind of happens, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And what do you guys think about the release date of the new album being so separate from the U.S. to the one in Europe?
Yeah, I'm actually not sure why that is, to be honest. I was trying to remember if that was done with the past couple albums on SBU or Intermediate, but yeah, to be honest, I'm not really sure why that is. I mean, it's not like 2 weeks, I guess, but just still, it's kind of weird. To me, it's kind of weird, because obviously, you know, I'm sure labels don't like the whole downloading thing and whatnot, and I mean, as soon as you put it out somewhere, it's going to be all over the place.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? So, to me, it's kind of funny, but, you know, I don't know. I guess there's a master plan behind that, too. but it's like, okay, yeah, I guess there's an idea behind it, but I can't really tell you what it is.
And what do you think, being after all these years doing music and being in the industry since early 90s or late 80s, how do you feel that technology has changed the whole recording, writing process of music for you guys?
I mean, for us, it's obviously, you know, it's changed immensely for, like, I guess, all bands, you know, just the way you can do things, you know, which, I mean, for good and bad, in a way. I mean, obviously, you know, there might be bands that actually use technology to actually just do stuff that's kind of over their capacity or
yeah,
something, make things wrong, you know. But I mean, if that's what they want to do, fine. I mean, obviously, you know, you still have to prove yourself live anyway. So basically, you know, to me, it's, if you want to put yourself in that hole, then you can just go ahead and do it, you know. But I mean, for us, just in general, it's kind of, we choose to not, like, over produce our things. We choose to not use that many, you know, tools or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
We like to keep it kind of traditional, old school, because, you know, obviously we're old fucking farts, you know, so we like things to be the way they always have been, you know, that kind of deal, in a way. But I mean, some of the advantages are, of course, you know, I mean, just being able to, like, you know, to use, like, fucking the internet, you know, because you can, like, send song ideas back and forth and shit like that, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, some of us don't even live in, you know, some of us don't live in the same city or whatever, so, I mean, if we'd actually have to go, you know, practice 3 times a week and just do the ideas there, that would not be really possible at the moment, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So just these little things, I mean, just that detail is, you know, makes it a lot easier or whatever, you know? And then, of course, you know, even if, so, I mean, the whole songwriting thing kind of gets easier because of that, and at the same time, you know, even though we like to kind of keep the recordings of the albums kind of, as traditional as we can, it's still, you know, I mean, obviously, because Freddie, our guitarist, has his own studio, but, you know, obviously, you know, if this was, like, the 80s, he wouldn't be able to afford his own studio, because, you know, you can, you know, things, you know, the way just be able to work with things is a lot cheaper now. If you can buy equipment that actually is as good as being in, you know, the studio in the past, but you can actually just kind of, you know, some of those, like the FX and all that stuff, you can actually, you know, use on a computer and all these things instead of just having to have all these racks and roll tapes and all this crazy shit, you know. So, I mean, things like that, you know, of course, makes it easy because you can actually do your own, you know, you can actually like, run your own studio without going, you know, bankrupt, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So what do you, I mean, you guys have a few festival shows scheduled for the summer. Is there any tour, any plans of a full-scale tour, in, I mean, after that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the way, this, it got scheduled for a spring kind of release or whatever, there was no real time to do any tours before the summer. You know, it's kind of pointless to tour during the summer.
Yeah.
The festivals, you know. So yeah, we decided to, you know, put the album out and then focus on the festivals. You know, we got a couple of real good ones, you know, lined up, and there's probably some more that's going to be, you know, confirmed soon and stuff. So basically, yeah, just focus on the festival season, then get together the full-scale touring and all that stuff. We'll do that, like, in the fall or whatever, you know. So there's nothing said yet, but it's going to, you know, it's going to be, something's going to happen. We're going to tour on the album, obviously, so looking forward to that, you know. But yeah, so probably, you know, after the summer, it'll be scheduled for something.
And any hints if you guys are planning on coming to the U.S. or snuffling in the talks there?
I mean, of course, we want to do it. You know, it's, you know, we put out a new album, so we, you know, we want to tour the States, obviously. So I mean, yeah, most likely. I mean, that's, you know, obviously the States is difficult. You know, it's kind of financially difficult to do it.
Oh yeah, exactly.
But I mean, yeah, we managed to do it, you know, twice recently or whatever on, you know, the two last albums. So hopefully there's gonna be a possibility to do it again. You know, because we want to do it. It's just, you know, basically just a matter of the money, unfortunately, which kind of sucks. But you know, but I mean, like I said, the past ones we did worked out reasonably well. So you know, I don't see a reason why we wouldn't be there, you know, for this album as well. So we want, at least, you know. So I'm fairly confident that it's gonna happen.
And just a few more questions.
Yep.
I mean, as we see, I mean, you've never been involved in any other side projects. What do you think is that?
I've been involved in a few, but nothing really came out of it.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know. I mean, like here, around here, there's bands started every weekend, pretty much, you know. But I mean, there's actually a few projects there's a couple that actually been in talks for a while, which, you know, hopefully I get the chance to be able to do something, because the problem is, you know, time is always a problem, especially
yeah.
If you're hanging out with kids. It's always, you know, it's always people in other bands and all this stuff, so everybody has their own schedule about stuff, so it's kind of hard to get shit together, but there should be, you know, hopefully I'm going to get, you know, I mean, there's been some stuff with, you know, all the guys in the band have different things kind of going on a little bit, but it's just kind of basically, you know, this band takes, you know, you gotta kind of, you know, it takes all the focus and all the time, basically, as well as, you know, doing, you know, all the stuff with the band. You know, everybody has, you know, people have families and lives and, you know, work and all kinds of shit to take care of, so it's kind of hard to get it, you know. But as far as going out jamming with people, you know, that happens on a fairly regular basis, but yeah, it's, you know, it's kind of just getting something together and starting to actually do something serious is kind of hard to have the time for, but
yeah.
Who knows, man, I wouldn't mind doing it, it'd be fun.
And if you were not playing death metal at all, what would you play?
I'd probably be playing, like, probably, like, punk or hardcore, like, D-beat or hardcore or something like that. That's just, I think that's pretty, I mean, it's something that's really kind of, in a way, just close to death metal in a way, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't really feel, you know, I wouldn't be like playing like funk, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, so something like that, some DB hardcore shit is probably what I'd be going for, because that's just kind of, that's just, you know, you would never really, you know, have to worry about like being like all technical or nothing, just go crazy, you know, that's funny as hell. That's actually one of the bands I do jam with, kind of plays that kind of stuff, so it's, that's
the
kind of a style that's kind of close to heart, whatever, you know, so it'd probably be that.
Yeah. And if you, just one of the last questions, if we look at your iPod or whatever medium you use to play music now, which bands do we find now compared to before? What do you think's changed there?
I I'll be the first to admit, it's kind of hard to get into newer bands, you know, in a way. Having like the energy to find them, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. It's too many.
But it's always like, you know, people ask you, so, oh, yeah, what new stuff are you listening to? You'd be like, oh, this and this band. And then you kind of realize, yeah, it's like the newest album of an old band, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I mean, recently I've been listening like a lot. I know actually, like, I've been listening a lot to like the latest Destroyer 666 album and the latest Vomitory album and stuff like that, but it's still old band, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's one new good band. It's a black metal band from Sweden. They're called Valkyria.
Yeah,
that's I guess they put out a new album. I haven't heard that, but their first like mini album or mini LP, whatever it is really good. I mean, those dudes are like fucking nice. They're all like under 20 or whatever, and it's pretty good shit, you know. So okay. That's actually a new one that I like. It's a new band, so I'm kind of impressed with myself there. Yeah, but basically that's kind of, you just find yourself listening to like old stuff, and then as soon as it's something new, it's old anyways, which is kind of, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not sure why it's like that, but it's just kind of easy to, you know, it's easy to fall into that old stuff, and basically, you know, I mean, the cool thing is if it's old bands that actually put out new good stuff, so that's kind of, you know, I mean, that's a cool thing, you know, that's one thing with the whole, you know, nowadays, it's just so many bands, you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to keep track, really. It was easier in the day, man. It was pretty easy.
Yeah, I know.
But there's a lot of, there is a lot of good stuff out there, you know. I mean, obviously, you just got to find it, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So just to close it up, I mean, if you had to say it, I don't know, a few sentences to sell the new album of the band, what would you say for people listening?
People can say it is a good or a bad thing, but obviously it's, you know, it's a new Unleashed album, you know, with all that comes with it, basically. But it's basically what we try to do is it's kind of a natural continuation of the past, like, three, four albums, which kind of in itself is, you know, obviously a continuation of the old days. We want people to like the latest album as much as they like the first one, you know what I mean? Basically, that's what we're trying to do, and, you know, it's, and that's pretty much, you know, as far as people have been saying, it's, you know, it's, at least, you know, even if the songs aren't exactly the same, it still kind of has that old energy of the old days, which is the important thing. So it's gonna, yeah, it's in your face, but still kind of an evolution of Unleashed, you know. So that's about what it is.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for answering our questions.